This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
NASA has given us many a thing over the last few decades. Technological advancements. They took us to the doggone moon. But what if I told
Velcro.
You? Velcro. You know what? You're tracking right along with
me
there, Steve.
Oh, sorry. I'll shut up.
The men's room top 10.
Steve.
I know.
The men's room top 10.
10 NASA inventions we use every day. NASA focuses considerable effort addressing pressure and viscous drag. That's the force of friction that slows down a moving object through a substance like air or water or other organic tubes and perhaps tunnels. I, too, have been experimenting in the field of fluid dynamics since I was 12. One globule at a time.
God. Thank you, VD. Okay, so these are NASA inventions that we use each and every day that you might not have known came from NASA. Home insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys know that came from NASA? Closely related to the insulative properties of the space blankets is the use of the NASA technology in home insulation. Many companies make radiant barrier styles of insulation based on the technology first developed in the late 60s to help insulate Apollo-era astronauts from the temperature extremes of space.
Yeah, it's like... what, 3 to 5 degrees warmer than absolute zero in the vacuum of space, and when you put them in a metal tube, they're like, it's cold.
Absolutely.
So they came up with insulation, and then it's a cheap, effective way to keep things warm.
Improved tires. In the 1970s, a collaboration between NASA and Goodyear Tire to develop stronger materials for parachute shrouds used on the Viking landers led to improved tires for everyone.
Oh.
When the fibers were used in radial tire design, it yielded a tire with 5 times the strength of a traditional steel radial tire and boosted the tread life.
See, I figured that'd be like for the space shuttle. You'd just have to have just really strong tires
really
to land that heavy of an aircraft.
That's right.
But that's not the case.
That's not the case at all.
Yeah.
It does just fine. Invisible braces
come to us
from NASA. Let's see here. Wait a minute. No. Hang on. The memory foam connection and freeze-dried foods may have a fairly well-known NASA connection, but most people don't realize Invisalign and similar invisible braces do as well. The material in question is a TPA, as they call it. It was originally discovered by NASA while researching ultra-strong polymers that could cover radar equipment without diminishing signal transmission.
Huh, okay.
So there you go. I don't know how they figured out that, hey, let's put it on teeth, but, you know, it works. They improved your smoke detectors.
All right. Yeah, I can see that.
Ionization smoke detectors are the most popular type of smoke detectors in the world, and we can thank a collaboration between NASA and Honeywell in the 1970s for improving them. That collaboration focused on creating smoke alarms for Skylab that would detect fires but not generate false alarms, which led to what were originally advertised as no-nuisance smoke detectors when Honeywell brought them into the market.
Until the battery's low.
That's right.
Eep.
Meep.
How about you, even on a tiny-ass space station, like, God damn it, which one of these is it?
Inventions that NASA created that we use each and every day, cordless vacuums and power tools.
Makes all sense.
Right. Introduced to the market in 1979, the Black & Decker Dust Buster was quite a novelty. It was a tiny handheld vacuum that ran off an internal battery. That doesn't sound amazing today. Practically everything is handheld and battery-powered now, but it kicked off a battery-powered revolution in home appliances and power tools.
Yeah. I like those ones that, man, if you just stick with the same brand.
Right. The battery's interchangeable.
You can use those things in about four or five different, you know.
I'm a Ryobi man myself.
My lawnmower.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Or is battery powered.
Yeah.
You know, I just keep that thing plugged in all the time. Like, this is great. No gas, no crap.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Better baby formula. NASA did not invent baby formula, but research into inexpensively and safely improving the nutritional value of food served to astronauts in space did. Back in the 80s, NASA and the Martin Marietta Corporation were researching the use of microalgae for a variety of purposes, including food, oxygen generation, and waste disposal, all in a bid to make extended stays in orbit and beyond feasible. In the process, they discovered that a key fatty acid could be mass-produced using algae strains, and they later found a way to produce another key fatty acid using fungus.
And see, a lot of people, they'll bitch, like, why don't they spend any money on NASA? Because the only thing they picture is space, which
exactly.
I understand, but it's like, okay, well, you hear about the space stuff because those are the big ticket items, but all of the research that goes into making these things sustainable, you are using around your house.
Absolutely. Freeze-dried foods makes complete sense.
Because companies aren't going to invest in this kind of thing.
No.
They're never going to make things more convenient. They're just not, right?
No.
NASA, it's like, how do we do things on a super tight budget? With a lot of oversight, and to keep people alive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Clamshell laptops. While NASA did not invent portable computers, the organization had a key influence in the very early years of laptop development. Way back in the infancy of both the personal computer and portable computer markets, NASA and other U.S. agencies contracted with a company called Grid Systems to secure access to their rugged clamshell computer. The Grid Compass, as it were, featuring a 320 by 240 pixel screen, an Intel 8086 processor, 340 kilobytes of RAM, and support for external hard drive and floppy drive modules.
I'm telling you, man, they do more. They have a whole website. If you saw the things that you use every day that NASA is responsible for, you would not question it. You'd question why we fund other companies to do things.
Absolutely.
But just all the side stuff they come up with.
100%.
All the time, man. All the time.
Another one that makes sense. You see people walking around with them all the time. You see them especially on buses and planes and whatnot. Wireless headphones.
Boom.
Spend any time in a business environment, you're bound to come across the name Plantronics. Rebranded to Poly in recent years. Their wireless headsets are a staple in offices everywhere, and back in the 60s, NASA contracted with a research lab, ITT Labs, to develop a portable wireless radio system to ensure that astronauts were not dependent only on ship-based communications.
Yep.
There you go.
Your kids are walking around with their AirPods or whatever. Like,
yep.
Right? Understand where it came from.
Memory foam.
Mm-hmm.
That wonderful thing that you're sleeping on there. Developed back in the 60s, Tempur foam was originally intended to provide deep and body-conforming cushioning to test pilots and NASA aircraft, and later for astronauts to protect them from the intense pressures of space launches and the body-rattling impact of returning to Earth in recovery capsules. Took a few years and a few revisions to the original foam formula, mostly to tweak it to be less insulative. But eventually, memory foam became ubiquitous.
I didn't think they did that research.
Yeah.
You opened the capsule and got like, my freaking back. Okay. Keep working on that.
And then this is the last NASA invention that we use every day, and it's in your pocket. Cell phone cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense.
It all started back in the 90s at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab when a team led by NASA scientists successfully miniaturized a complementary metal oxide semiconductor sensor. These sensors were clearly superior to the charge-coupled device sensors in use at the time, but adoption was fairly slow.
Do you realize NASA inevitably is responsible for Instagram?
You know what? That's actually very true.
Do they want that on them?
Oh, I guarantee you they don't. But, you know, it leads to bigger industry. You know, they started. Then companies figure out a way to monetize it. Because that's one thing, part of NASA's contract, they can't monetize their inventions. So they'll invent this stuff, and because it's a government thing. So technically the government can't do that. And because that's a government organization, trust me, I had a long conversation with the NASA guy, and I swear to God, he did talk like this. Not even making that part up. But he goes, dude, we invented so much crap that people use every day, but we can't monetize it. So a company will basically buy the patent and figure out a way to make it worse and take your money.
Yeah, no kidding.